9:30 on a Friday, the 24th of November. Black Friday. We've been painting it yellow right here on Radio Life and Style, coming to you live from the heart of Bolito. What do I mean by that? Well, if you've been listening to the morning show today, you'll have heard us doing tons of crossings to our team live on beaches scattered throughout the KZN North Coast as we've been putting MTN's massively modernized and expanded network to the test to prove the point that MTN really is with you everywhere you go this summer. And don't just take it from me. On the line with me right now, I happen to have one of the big shots from the MTN team, and Ernest Paul is GM of Network for MTN. He joins me live on radio right now on the line, on an MTN line, no less. And Ernest, are you there?
Mike, good morning, and good morning to your listeners.
Great to have you loud and clear. You must be on an MTN cell phone. Clearly, it's it just sounds so much better.
Is that even a question?
Well, listen, I know you're a very busy man as the GM of Network. By the sounds of things, you've been hard at work massively modernizing the MTN network, and the results speak for themselves. But let's dive straight into the questions this morning. And according to the info that I've got, MTN announced a massive investment of 1.5 billion rand towards network resilience in March this year. And maybe you could give us some details on how this investment has been utilized to enhance network availability and stability. What do you say?
Mike, yes, thank you very much. And it's a sizable amount of investment that has gone in, and this has purely been to upgrade the network, to modernize it, to make sure that the infrastructure is ready and able to carry loads during load shedding, and more specifically replacing batteries, you know, where it has been stolen due to theft and vandalism and power cuts. And, you know, we've improved the efficiency of some of our systems, making sure that we enhance the network resilience and availability during stages and bouts of load shedding, which hopefully translates directly to the customer experience. And that's really the objective. And I'm sure that, you know, the subscribers are feeling it. And mid-2024, we would have touched every single site, every base station in the entire province would have been touched in terms of resilience.
Amazing. Look, we've been testing it this morning, and I got to say, every crossing we've done has sounded fantastic. You know, on the beaches where signal historically has been a bit patchy, today sounding absolutely great. Maybe can you elaborate on the specific measures and technologies that MTN has invested in to achieve the phenomenal network availability of 98%, even during load shedding in KZN?
Yeah, it's an important figure that, because, you know, we measure ourselves against international benchmarks, and just by virtue of the fact that we've been able to deploy generators on site specifically with our power challenges, replacing batteries, ensuring that there's continuous power supply, ultimately that is really what this is all about. But it's not just about deploying the infrastructure, it's about intelligently managing the infrastructure as well, making sure that we can, you know, remotely monitor the performance and immediately respond should there be any outages. But ultimately, it's really using the latest state-of-the-art technology with regards to our resilience program.
Brilliant stuff. And just to wrap our brains around the scale of this thing, how many sites have you modernized in the province this year alone?
So this year alone, there's 245 sites have been touched, and most likely we're going to end up with a figure of close to 320, and I think that's really phenomenal.
Yeah.
Over and above that, we're also running our 28 new base stations this year, and more specifically, I think it's also important to mention that these also touch the ultra-rural areas. Very important that we can ensure that we drive quality and connection in areas, in the major areas of Itakwini as well.
Absolutely. And I see that you have deployed an additional 45 new 5G sites. And how has this expansion contributed to the improved network resilience? And what are the benefits does it bring to MTN customers?
Well, I think first and foremost, Mike, to remember, you know, that 5G is, you know, the latest technology available in the mobile industry. And not only does this allow you, you know, better throughput speeds, but also faster connection and latency that is significantly reduced. Mm. Now, you know, adding this additional capacity and providing, you know, this enhanced mobile experience to our customers means that we can offload, you know, certain capacities on the lower technologies, you know, enhancing the experience. And, you know, when you get to your, you know, areas like Hilton, Fryer, to Lindy, Stangate, you know, it's great to know, you know, that the customers are going to be experiencing, you know, the state of the art and best technology available in the industry at the moment.
Absolutely. And while we are getting the full picture here, could you share some insights into how MTN is addressing network coverage in traditionally underserved rural areas, as you mentioned, in KZN? And what is the progress that's been made so far?
So you can just imagine how difficult it must be in these underserved areas, most likely struggling with power connection, access to some of these areas. But we're quite happy to say that, in areas like Rayton, Together Ferry, 14 new base stations in ultra-rural areas being rolled out this year.
Wow.
And what's really good is that we're trying to reach 95% of the population that is uncovered in these particular areas. That inclusion of people that are, excluded from mobile capacity or mobile connection, it's significant. I think, we all know how this can transform lives. And I'm pleased to say that making great progress with closing these gaps, making sure that we can offer our best broadband network to subscribers in the rural areas.
Absolutely. And as you say, at the end of the day, this really is, life-transforming technology when it's rolled out properly. And you've been impressing some really tough pundits. The My Broadband team, the My Broadband Insights Project, found that MTN SA surpassed industry regulations in terms of network quality. What strategies and technologies have been implemented to maintain this high level of network quality?
I think, Mike, once again, it comes down to that network availability. It's no point just saying that I have the best technology, but it's not switched on when it's really needed. And the continuous efforts on MTN rolling out the base stations with, the latest battery technology, the latest generators, keeps it up.
Yeah.
And when you then consider that we, not only have that foundation that has now been laid, but we're now enhancing this through the modernized network on the LTE network, creating additional capacity, rolling up this 5G, this is really, really, a wonderful experience, for MTN to say that we're surpassing, regulatory and industry benchmarks, which is really wonderful for MTN because it means the customer experience is exactly what we want them to experience.
Well, there you go, passing with flying colors. And obviously, as mentioned, the load shedding, the electricity supply issues, that's been a big hurdle to deal with. Site vandalism is obviously another ongoing issue. How is MTN working with local communities to prevent and address these issues, especially during load shedding?
Mike, that's a fantastic question. I think, it's not just the mobile operators suffering here, but, I think many industries are. However, making sure that we're working with local communities, partnering with, community policing forums, neighborhood watches, these types of programs allows us to make sure we try and dampen this impact of vandalism and theft at our base stations. And really what we're asking for is cooperation from the community. It's essential that they also help us in this regard. If you see something happening at a base station that looks untoward, report it. It's best to do that. Don't try and intervene. Get the security company out. Do whatever you need to do, because ultimately protecting that base station helps, keep up the service in the area, not just for yourself, but also for your neighbor, should it be required in an emergency. But certainly working with law enforcement agencies and with local communities to try and dampen this impact.
Sounds good to me. And as MTN strives to accelerate digital access and financial inclusion, what innovative initiatives or partnerships are in place right now to ensure that the benefits of the digital world are accessible to all South Africans, including those in remote areas?
I think, Mike, this is a very important part. We if you just take a product like mobile money as an example, it allows somebody to have a transaction in a bank account in a remote area. Isn't that fantastic? Able to recharge and to transact. And I think, these sort of partnerships and digital programs are continuous focus within the remote areas as well, which, just feeds back to that initial comment about uplifting and transforming our people in the rural areas.
Well, there you go. You've been getting the picture this morning on just how impressive MTN's network expansion and network resilience is right now. And the man giving you the info from the source, Ernest Paul, GM of Network for MTN. And my takeaway is that, there really never has been a better time to join MTN, SA's best network, hands down. And if you want to make that switch today, you can do it right now. Head on to mtn.co.za or dial *123# to make that switch and skip to the good stuff this MTN summer. Ernest, thanks so much for making time in your very busy schedule for a catch-up on Radio Life and Style. Looking forward to having you maybe in studio next time you're down in Belito. What do you say?
That sounds like a great plan. And thank you, Mike, and all the best to listeners, and have a fantastic summer.
Right back at you, my friend. There you go, Ernest Paul, GM of Network for MTN. And you can take MTN everywhere you go. You heard it this morning right here on Radio Life and Style as we paint Black Friday yellow. Heading back to the music, here's BTS on your favorite local station, Radio Life and Style. Got it. When it all seems like it's wrong, sing along to Elton John.